plum to me. They used to be in my days, they used to be plentiful. Mm-hmm. You raise them all in your garden, and you raise them all out in your field. They grow bushes. Me that TV there, and then it larger, and then it'd be that red, just by the side of that.
Mm-hmm. They had the best taste.
And they raise them of the day, but you don't find them in the jail of my day. We wasn't able to buy these big seeds in your grandma and grandpa, you know. Mm-hmm. And wherever you plant them little plum tomatoes, they'll come up next year. Mm-hmm. Then you can pull them up and sell them out, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they were very popular in my day to eat.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you want to
shell them.
And the outside of the ear of corn, you'd call that the
outside of the ear of corn.
Yeah. Yeah.
You call that the corn. Corn. And you call the other part by the ear of corn the cob.
Uh-huh. Shuck. She said the outside.
Well, that's the shuck.
Uh-huh. What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
The roasting ear.
Okay. And the thing at the top of the corn stalk?
The toss.
And the stringy stuff?
Silk.
Silk.
That's silk.
Corn,
that's at the end of the year of corn. That's all right. That's at the end of the year of corn. That's silk.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Corn,
what about a little yellow crooked-necked vegetable?
Squash.
And this is something that springs, little umbrella-shaped thing that springs up in the woods or fields after it rains.
But,
the little thing springs up, it look like amarillo. You don't see them, I call it thing. They're mushrooms, they call them. I think they call it a mushroom. Mm. You don't see them, Fred. Little thing springs up, they're mostly growing at wet place like, don't they?
Yeah, well, they say the mushroom. I don't know what they
We children always call them frost tubes.
Uh-huh. Did you call them that when you were little?
Yeah, I'd call
that's
them
right.
That.
That's what we call them, frost tubes.
What'd you call
them? Frost tubes. You remember the things. Grow up like what? Little amarillo, little.
Why did the things grow out of the woods anywhere?
In the woods anywhere where it is wet at.
I know what that thing you're talking about. In our days we knew what was that grew out in the woods.
Uh-huh.
You didn't find nobody growing that's something that's created in the woods, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just like another center. I'd like to ask that question, but anyhow, that would grow on the side of a rotten log, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here it looks something like, you know,
something
like an umbrella. It'd be about wide as my hand,
yeah.
but
it grew on a rotten log, and while old rich soil that it would grow.
Is that, what did y'all used to call them when you were little?
Well,
she said, what did you call them when you was little?
Well, you used to call when I was little.
A frog stew, because that's all I can ever remember.
We children call it frog stuff.
Frog stew, that thing we call it frog. You said a frog get up on it.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, we know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
It never was valued enough, you know, for our mothers and older people to give a proper name no more than what the children give it.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they had it.
Oh, really?
Huh.
What kind of melons do people raise around here?
Hmm.
What kinds of melons?
Watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's popular. Down here, watermelons here.
Mm-hmm.
They raise what you call them up there? What do you? Them white ones, Georgia.